dick.
Okay.
It worked.
It worked. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Three Guys, One Up. I'm Keith. That was Spencer.
I'm Spencer.
We also got David.
That's me.
Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday, David.
Sorry we missed everybody last week. We were celebrating our each of our Christmases during that week. I'm sure you guys all feeling the hectic of weight of the 2020 holiday season. It's fucking weird out there. But anyway, let's talk about some video games and shit. What do you say?
If you insist.
If I insist. Well, I do insist.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm here for it.
That's what we talk about on this show.
I forgot. Okay.
So, yeah, I don't even know where to start. We kind of left off on a couple of cyberpunk games, one of them on a high note, another one on a pretty low note. So let's continue on that a bit. I've honestly not even picked it up since the second day I played because I'm scared to just hate it at this point if they haven't updated the graphics enough for these base systems. Then I don't want that to be the reason that I hate it. If I'm going to hate it, I want to hate the game for real reasons, not graphic reasons. So I don't know. Well, I might pick it up in the new year.
I mean, and they're already talking about DLCs, free or not. Is that feels a little premature, you know, given the state of the game.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they get everything fixed and patched up, but I agree with you that trying to hype people for DLC at this point is probably not the greatest direction. They have been really good about informing people of the hot fixes that they've been putting out and really keeping on top of those hot fixes. I think there's like four of them now, maybe three.
Yeah, but yeah, 1.06, I think they're on something like that. But I mean, yeah, it's in their best interest to be proactive about putting that out there. They need more good PR at this point. So they're like,
well,
hey,
that's
guys,
what
here's
I mean.
Your shit.
Like, they're also trying to use their hype for the DLC as good PR as well for the people that are enjoying the game. You know, they're going to want some news as well as the people that are struggling through bugs and stuff to get those hotfix news. So I get why they're wanting to put it out there, but yeah, maybe not try and hype it up too much. This game was way, way overhyped now that we have it in our hands, like for the time it was released. You need to try and pump the brakes on the hype a bit and just give the players what they need.
Yeah.
Spencer, I want to hear a little bit from you. You know, you said in your Discord, in our Discord, that, you know, despite the bugs and stuff, you're having a tough time enjoying yourself. What do you mean? What's going on for you?
I just don't like it. I don't enjoy playing this game, and I'm playing it on fucking Series X. So I don't have issues with bugs. I don't have issues with frame rates or anything like that, like other than, you know, what's going to happen no matter what, but I don't really care about that. I'm just not enjoying this game.
And unfortunately, you're not alone in that. I think that's a lot of people that are having a good experience. You know, there's plenty of people that really are enjoying this game, and I think they're more hype on the potential of it.
Yeah.
Maybe they really are enjoying themselves, but there is great potential. I just don't think it's quite there yet for everybody to love this game. I think it was you that was saying that it's just kind of boring. There's not a whole lot of attachment to anybody. V is kind of bland.
Yeah.
And even in my few hours, I was hoping for more than out of the main character than what we got. And the weird, like, montage-y introduction to Night City, that was weird to me. Like, I don't get that. You know, GTA 5 introduced you to the city in a really great way with three separate characters. And this one, you meet your character, then you meet another guy, and then it montages you through months of time. It's weird.
Yeah, so that was really strange and really takes away any, like you said, attachment to the characters. Like I don't care about Jackie. I don't care about V or anything like that. And suddenly it's like, oh, well, you just met this guy and the next mission you've known him for a year or whatever.
Yeah, Jackie's supposed to be your best friend, and it's like, I don't fucking know you, bro. Who the fuck are you? Well, like, also, at least in GTA 4, like, your cousin calls you every 10 seconds, but you know the fucking guy.
Right? And also, like, they're all kind of fucking scumbags, so how do you, like, I don't know, there's these hard shifts from, like, ultra-violence to, you know.
He's got a big heart. He's just a sweet guy that wants to get on top.
Exactly. And it's like, how do you bond with that? He's a sociopath.
Right. Like, maybe spend a little less time on boner sliders and more time on crafting a story that I can actually relate to.
There's been some funny bugs with that, with like the dicks just flopping out of pants and stuff. Like, you put on a new pair of pants and your dick is just like swinging around.
So everything feels way too busy for me. The screen is just so fucking overloaded with information.
Yeah, and then especially when you're driving, that mini map is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
You can never, it's telling you where to go, but you can only see like a quarter mile in front of you on the mini map. So you miss every turn, every exit. It doesn't help you at all. The GPS sucks dicks.
Yeah, it's terrible for 57 years in the future.
One of your big gripes that I really agree with is third person.
Yeah, I want a third person camera. Why can't I play this game in third person?
I was thinking about that. So I've played it for like an hour and a half so far. Not terribly much, but I was going about my playing and I was thinking if there was a third person mode, I would have to suffer through looking at this green and purple mohawk that I gave myself.
I don't know. There's shitty hats that you could put on. The first hat you find is a stupid ass fedora. That's another big complaint. It's like the armor looks like dog shit. You're supposed to be this like cool cyberpunk guy, and like nothing is cool about the stuff that they're wearing. You know, I want some weird Michael Jackson / fucking Mad Max type shit, and I've got basketball shorts and a fedora on.
Well, and then also like I open up the menu and he's kind of a pudgy fuck stand in there, you know, like
but did you turn the boner slider up?
Did you use penis one or penis two?
But man, by the time I got through that character creation, it's like, I'm done with this. It's I want to be open-minded, whatnot, whatever. But I just don't want to see this much dick. It's just like,
there's no reason.
Kind of flops around as you move him.
To choose genitalia. I really don't think that was a necessary move on their part. And it is kind of funny, but like, does it really add anything to the game other than my dick flops out of my pants every once in a while?
And like, okay, so the first time I really got to like go out into the city on my own, right? Like, you're done with all the intro missions and all of that. And you get out on the street and you start walking towards the next story mission. As you're walking down the street, not 10 fucking feet out of your little apartment complex or whatever, you get a phone call about a side mission. So you say, okay, you read through that fucking thing. And then you exit out and you're like, okay, now I know where that is. I'm going to go do the story mission first. 2 more feet and I get another phone call. This happened 4 more times. I think I went 5 side mission prompts without moving 20 feet down the sidewalk.
How do you motherfuckers have a number that goes directly to my brain? Like, how do you guys have this number?
Does everybody has this? Am I that popular? I don't want to be that popular.
And I don't know. It was overwhelming. I felt like with so much to do that I didn't want to do any of it.
There was a lot, and it's all thrown at you at such a pace that how do you decide? Like you said, how do you decide where to go? You know, Witcher 3 was bad enough. That game's fucking crazy overwhelming, but it at least has like a natural flow of picking these quests up. You're riding into a town and it's like, okay, I can see this guy obviously wants to talk to me. That bitch needs my help real bad. And I got to go to the tavern and probably meet a couple people in there. Like you could bank on, cause I don't know, the openness of that game allows for more of that, where the clutter of Night City just piles everything on top of each other. Your quests are just nonstop. Yeah. And where I'm a quest fiend. Even I'm looking at it like, okay, there's no good course of action with any of these quests. You just have to like hunker down and pick one or two to like follow. You can't really, oh, well, I'm going down this way anyway. I'm going to finish these three. No, they're all over the fucking city.
It's trying to be very, very open, very tailorable to what the player wants. But I'm already feeling pigeonholed into V.
And they're actually seeing lawsuits coming from their investors. Yeah, their shareholders. They're getting sued because they delivered a product that they promised something that they didn't deliver on, which as disappointing as this game has been for a lot of people and the experience has been more so than the actual game, I still think that's super extreme. That's really dumb to go after them and sue them.
Yeah, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Like suddenly, oh, you put out a bad game so you can be sued? I don't know, man. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
That seems like a big can of worms with how many shitty games there are out there.
It's a disappointing game. It's a little overkill to go after them legally, because I don't think there's a leg to stand on there. You know, it's a company making a video game and they pushed it out too early. I think it's got good bones. I really do. I think a lot of people like it. A lot of people don't. But I think there's a good core here. They just pushed it out too early. It's simple as that.
Yeah, definitely. So take some time. I don't know how you polish the story much at this point, but
with some DLC, they can really shore some things up. You know, The Witcher 3 campaign was really fucking good, but the DLC might have been better. Like, there's some really good shit in that DLC. So I don't think it's bad for them to try and hype people up on this, but you gotta shore up your game and make sure it's runnable for everybody at that. Can then make their own, form their own opinion on it. And if it's free DLC, it's not like you have to make the decision of do I buy this DLC or not. You can just fucking play it and hopefully have a better experience with it then.
For sure.
But yeah, I don't know what else to say on that front, because we've been talking about Cyberpunk for a few episodes now and might as well just move on, because I think it just needs more time to cook. So I'm sure we'll be talking about more Cyberpunk 2077 in the future. I mean, David just got his hands on it, so
I'm definitely still going to dig into this.
Yeah. What did you get it on, David?
Xbox. So I'll be having the hardest time with it.
Yeah. Well, let me know how that goes too, because maybe they've made enough improvement that it doesn't suck too much ass.
That's my hope. Hopefully the patch. So I ran into my first bug disappointingly fast, and when I started the game, I was just pulling out of the shop. I chose Nomad. I was pulling out of the shop, driving up the street, and there was like people glitched out right in the middle of the road, and I ran them over and stuff.
So, and the frame rate when you pull out, and did you turn all the video settings off that you had to?
No, I haven't messed with anything yet.
Yeah, definitely turn like that film grain and shit off, dude. It'll make a huge difference.
I need to go do that. I noticed some frame rate drops looking in the mirror, that initial like mirror scene.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, nothing. I haven't gotten into the city yet.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll be hearing about that. Moving on, let's talk about some sales and shit, man. We got winter sales happening out the wazoo. We still got the Epic Store sale happening and the Steam winter sale happening. So I know a lot more about the winter sale because I bought a couple of things off of it. Then again, I really haven't done a deep dive into what's going on. I was able to pick up Civilization 6 plus all the DLC at 75% off. So normally all of that is like right around $150 and I got it for $40.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Deal. That's not bad at all.
That's one of the, that's like the big one I got. I also picked up Death Stranding at 50% off because I've been wanting to meander through that game.
Yeah, that's what you're going to do from what I hear.
I'm fine with that. You know, I've put over 1,000 hours into DayZ. I know what a walking simulator is like. Like I'm fine with that. The difference between this one is like you're playing a fucking movie, a good one at that. It's got heart. It's got soul. Norman Reedus and the Magic Fetus is really quite a tale. You know, Mads Mikkelsen is in it and he's a great character in this story. Guillermo del Toro is in there. It's just kind of like, hey, look at all my famous friends. I'm going to put them in a video game that you run around in. And it's actually pretty cool. But yeah, it is a running simulator. You just kind of run around to your post-apocalyptic Amazon.
I mean, nothing wrong with that. That sounds pretty cool.
No, I'm enjoying the fuck out of it. And like I said, the story's great. And it's like a really long movie that you get to run around in. And I'm digging it. It's got good horror aspects to it, too, because it's creepy as fuck. Some of these scenarios that you're thrown into. It's a pretty wild game. I enjoy the fuck out of it.
Right on.
So I know that's 50% off on Steam. Like I said, I got Civ 6. Man, I put a ton of hours into Civ 5. Me and my buddy Tyler play a lot of Civilization, so we both got that, and we're dicking around with it. And there's enough difference between 5 and 6 that I'm having to learn something, so that's fun.
Right on.
What about you guys? Anything caught your eyes in either the Steam sale or the Epic sale? You get any free holiday games off of Epic, either of you?
No, I just saw a Reddit post about it. Fairly recently, so I missed the bulk of the free games, but I'm just kind of browsing around right now. Nothing is popping out.
I got Oddworld New and Tasty.
Nice. Oddworld games are great.
Mudrunner.
Which one?
Just Mudrunner.
Okay.
I don't know. It was free, so I don't know what the fuck it is. Yeah, I haven't played it yet. And I grabbed
Mudrunner on Steam, and that's a fun game. It's pretty wild. It there's not a whole lot of direction. You're just kind of sad box like four wheeling, but there's a ton of DLC or Steam Workshop stuff. So there's a ton of modded vehicles, so you can get like Tacomas and shit and go four wheeling.
Nice. I could do that right now though.
Yeah, but you might scratch your real truck. You can flip these trucks. Fuck them.
And I grabbed Metro 2033 Redux.
Cool.
And there are a few good... there's some good stuff going on with the sale. Hold on, I pulled up a few here. Where'd they go?
I know Valhalla was on sale on both platforms at a pretty
20% off.
Yeah.
Epic is also doing that. Like if you buy $15 or more worth of stuff, you can use a $10 coupon, and you can use it over and over, like on different purchases. So if you find a bunch of different $15 games, you can get them all for $5 if you buy them separately.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool that they're doing that.
Star Wars Squadrons is still on sale, $24.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's just got some updates. That's a fun game. Didn't you say you just picked it up on Xbox?
I did. Yeah, I haven't played it yet. I installed it, but I haven't had a chance to actually get down on it.
I think it's cross-platform. We'll have to throw down together because that's a fun game.
For sure.
I've really enjoyed my time on it.
Oh, Alien Isolation is $10. I'm going to pick that up.
Yeah, that's an incredible game.
There's a Jackbox Party Pack game is 25% off. I've heard those are a lot of fun for all the parties we get to have right now.
Right.
We could probably do it via Discord, like webcam.
Yeah, I think it's set up for that, actually, that you can do just through the game audio and stuff. I think they have it set up. I know that's big for streamers because they have integrated streamer stuff that you can, like, there's players in the game and then the audience, like, gets to vote on stuff and shit like that too. So that's a really cool game.
Nice. Destroy All Humans is $20 on both platforms. And then what was the last one I was looking at? Oh, the SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom remaster is 35% off, down to $20.
It's pretty badass.
Yeah, right.
I heard that game is actually pretty fucking fun. Yeah. I've heard a lot of good things about it.
It's like a cult classic from back in, like, what was it, like 2004?
Yeah.
They did a whole remaster of it.
Yeah, so some good sales. Immortals Fenyx Rising is on sale. I've heard good things about it from a couple of reviews I've read, but I don't think any of us know anything. I don't even remember this game being announced. Like, did they do enough advertising for this game? I don't even know what it's all about.
Yeah, I haven't heard too much about it either, so I'm not entirely sure.
And yeah, Gabe from Penny Arcade was like, this might be my game of the year. It's like, oh, dang, that guy plays a lot of games.
Big endorsement.
Yeah.
They must have paid him really well.
Nice.
All right, so I guess that's all for the sales, huh?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know what else to go over on that. I don't know. What else is on the docket, boys? We got any news? We got anything? What did I post? I posted something to the Discord that I wanted to talk about. Oh, back on the Cyberpunk thing, it's still the most popular selling game on Steam. I put a list of the top 10 Christmas selling games. If you're interested in that list, come check it out in our Discord. Sea of Thieves is the one that surprised me the most. That game is number 3 for being such an old game. It's still getting traction. That's a fun game.
I was kind of browsing some memes on the Reddit page the other day. It looks like they've expanded that game quite a bit, and it seems to have a fairly solid
lot going on.
Yeah,
the devs are very active. They've got a lot going on in that game, and it's fun. It's probably the most gorgeous water of any game I've ever played. The cartoony aesthetic of it, the actual water is the most realistic thing I've ever seen in a video game. It's incredible.
It's so strange that is such a selling point for that game. I understand that it's like a pirate game, so water is going to play a large role, but it plays such a large role in the allure of that game.
The different, like, feel of every region you're in, the nice, clear, crisp waters, and they're smooth to sail on, or the choppy, rough, dark waters, and the way, like, the sun and different lights shine through the water and stuff. It's so beautiful. I love that game. We should revisit it. You got that on Xbox, don't you?
Yeah. I think I just downloaded it again.
Yeah, it's on Game Pass.
Yeah, we should throw down on a crew, just roam around. I haven't been on that game in a long time.
I don't think I've ever played it.
It's sandbox. I mean, there's a lot more direction now than there was when it first started. There's a lot of quests and stuff to do. It's cool. And then the other thing I have posted was there's a leak that TBC, that's the Burning Crusade Classic Beta, will be happening in February and maybe released in May, tentatively. So
they're just straight up that. Straight up re-releasing every expansion. They're going to milk this game forever.
I think they're actually going to probably just stick to the trilogy, but you know what? Why stop?
I mean, write it. See if you can just do it over again.
We're going to be like, oh, man, you guys, Mr. Pandaria Classic is coming out soon.
Every expansion they release, they'll just look at each other and shrug as the money rolls in.
The amount of subs that are still happening for Classic, they being Blizzard, said multiple times, you think you want this, but you don't want this. And we're going to release it, and it's going to crash and burn. Nobody's going to like this game after a few months. They were very, very, very wrong. That is, like, Classic was for a while a lot more popular than retail was. Now that Shadowlands is out, I don't think that's the case anymore, but when Classic first came out, they saw a fuck ton of new subs. Like, it reinvigorated the whole franchise for them. So yeah, if they would be really dumb to not just keep pushing out the patches and the expansions, because people are forking it out for them. And the Burning Crusade is probably one of the best expansions that ever happened. That was a really fun one. It still has a classic vibe, but with a lot of quality of life fixes.
Man, Wrath of the Lich King is just too gorgeous to pass. That was my favorite.
That was my favorite too. But it's tough for me to find a bad thing to say about TBC when I look back on my time playing it, because it was a great expansion as well. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. What's your news? Or David, you got anything else you want to say for the week? What's on your mind?
I wanted to spread a little bit of hype about the new upcoming Magic set called Heim. So it's going to be very Norse themed, and I've been geeking out about that. They've already got like a Fenris wolf card and a Rototusk squirrel card. I mean, they've got some good stuff going on. And the Vorinclex is disgusting.
Well, that's not even confirmed yet. That could be a fake still.
Well,
it's probably real, but
they posted it on Mythic Spoiler. They're usually pretty good about verifying their stuff. So hopefully we'll see, because disgusting.
It's going to be a good set. I'm looking forward to it. I've already saved up a ridiculous amount of gold for drafting it.
Okay. Here's what I'm thinking about how if we're going to get all five Praetors, what do you think the other colors' abilities are going to be?
We're not going to get...
What?
I don't think we're going to get them in this set. I think we're going to get one Praetor at most, and it's going to be Vorinclex as kind of like a build-up to an overall Phyrexian bad guy set arc like they did with War of the Spark.
All right. We'll see. He does kind of look like that, the monster from... damn, what's that movie about the dudes that take a hike?
Take a hike.
Oh, you did that as one of your picks on our other show, Weekend Watch, also a part of the Three Guys One Up podcast.
Oh, man, look at this guy.
Plug. Anyway, yeah, no, he looks pretty metal. He looks pretty badass.
Yeah, I think they're doing like if Nicol Bolas was the Thanos of magic, this is then the Phyrexians are going to be like the Galactus. Yeah.
It's still like one entity.
Phase four or five or whatever.
What are they called? The Kree?
Yeah, the Kree are just... There's a lot of different
assholes, yeah.
All right, whatever.
Anyway. Oh, news. Whatever. Xbox Games with Gold, they announced them for January. So we're getting Little Nightmares available all January. The Dead Rising remaster is going to be January 16th to February 15th. The King of Fighters 13... January 1st to 15th, and Breakdown January 16th to 31st. That's news.
That's it?
Yeah, that's the Games with Gold. It's usually four total.
Oh, that's news. Okay.
Oh, that was some news. Yeah.
That was some news. Okay.
The Resident Evil movie reboot has wrapped filming.
All right.
That's exciting. We're getting a new Resident Evil film. Live action.
Wait, they rebooted the first one? Wait.
Yeah, they're starting over.
Yeah.
Is it like a whole new movie, or is it just like a copy of the first movie but done different?
I don't know, man. New franchise. Reboot.
All right.
It's a reboot, not a remake.
I don't know. I'm going to watch it. Isn't that part of the HBO Max line?
I don't think. I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I don't know. There's a shit ton of movies that are going to be on HBO Max.
Yeah. Either way, it should be good. So that's good. Something to look forward to. No more news. That's it. Everything else we covered.
It's all the news. All right. Well, that's it then. That's the show. If you got time and got some dollars, check out those sales on the Epic Store and Steam if you're on a PC. And yeah, come check out our Discord. Check out our website, 3guys1up.com, number 3, number 1. We've got a Facebook. Go throw us a like on there. Go tweet our twatters as well.